be called a...
One of the what? One of the posts?
It would be one.
One post. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see any fences or walls made of loose stone or rock from a field?
Yes, but as I said, that's more than East Tennessee than it is here. But of course, we have rock here, but not the big rock that you could build up like that. I have seen them, but I don't know much about them.
Did you have chickens?
Oh, yes.
Did you ever try to fool a hen into laying?
No, I never. I don't think so. I don't believe so.
Do you, what term would you use in describing your best dishes?
China.
If you had an egg made of this, it would be a...
China egg.
You told me you milked into a bucket.
Right.
What did you carry water in?
In a bucket.
What was it made of?
Well, if it was the drinking water, it was in a cedar bucket. And if it was just for general use, it was in a metal bucket, too.
Did you ever call anything a pail?
Sometimes, but it's usually a bucket.
When you fed your pigs, where did you take their food to them in?
Well, a basket for the corn and the slop bucket for for the wastewater and the waste food and things like that. As I said, nothing was wasted on the farm.
Mm-hmm. What do you fry eggs in?
A skillet.
What is it made of?
Iron.
What is something that's big and black that you had out in the backyard?
Like kettle.
Uh-huh. What'd you use it for?
Boiling clothes in. Washing, and then when we killed hogs, that was what we rendered the lard in.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a container that you plant some sort of flower in?
Fly pie.
And one that you keep cut flowers in?
A vase.
The eating utensils you set at each plate when you're setting a table are?
The silver. Uh-huh. Nice forks and spoons.
If your dishes are all dirty, you have to...
Wash the dishes.
After you wash them and before you get the water off them, how to get the soap off them?
Rinse them.
And then you...
Dry them.
What do you use to dry them with?
A drying cloth.
What do you use to wash them with?
Sponge.
What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face with?
Bath cloth.
And after bathing, what do you dry yourself off with?
With a towel.
At the sink, what is it you turn to get water?
Faucet.
If you saw one outside, would you call it the same? When you worked in the cotton fields, did people ever bring you water?
Right.
Where would they bring it in?
Usually a glass bottle, you know, like a vinegar bottle or something like that, you know. That's, it was easy to drink out. You wouldn't spill so much water out of a little neck bottle like that. And it's usually hot because there was no ice to keep it cool. Mm-hmm. That's when I was younger now. Of course, now if they took you water, it would be ice water.
Something that you might have to roll off a wagon, that flour and meal used to come in. About this high?
A barrel.
Mm-hmm. What did molasses come in when you would buy?
Buckets. And a gallon, well, a half gallon and a half gallon buckets, usually. And we made molasses, too, on the farm when I was, and I loved it. I love the molasses, but I like to make them.
When did you make them out of?
Sagra.
When you wanted to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle, what do you use?
A funnel.
When you want to make your horse go faster, when you're riding in a buggy, you hit him with
a whip.
If you bought something at the store, what would it be put into?
A paper bag. Uh-huh.
How is a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?
In a 100-pound bag. You mean the kind of bag?